This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to an episode, or if this is your first time watching, welcome to another episode of the 99 Names. I am here tagging along with Ammar Shukri.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
As-salam, and yours truly, Bilal Khan. In this episode, we are going over
Al-Hafidh.
Al-Hafidh.
Like H-A-F-E-E-T-H or Ha-Fa-Ya-Va.
So is Al-Hafidh different from Al-Hafidh?
Yes.
Is that another name of Allah?
The name is Al-Hafidh.
Okay. But is there a name or attribute of Allah that's Al-Hafidh?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Although it could be, again, controversial.
Because disagreed.
The different formats are usually you'll have one that's stronger than the other.
Okay.
And then the other one will be something that some might hold, but it's still, it might be a weaker form.
So I'm going to put
weaker in its attribution.
Okay. So I'm going to put that as a question mark versus Al-Hafidh.
Mm-hmm. So it comes from the word hifz.
Okay.
Which, and hifz means to preserve.
Honey.
What do you mean?
It's a natural preservative.
Da-dang-tsh.
That wasn't being funny. Because when I went to Hawaii, we went to this one farm. The guy would grow mac nuts, as they call them there. Really, they're macadamia nuts. And so they would dehydrate them instead of roasting them to maintain its nutritional value. And then to ship it out, he would ship it out by putting them in the locally grown honey.
Preservative in Arabic is actually called hafidha.
In the feminine form? Why is it in the feminine form?
Who cares, man? Why does it matter?
I'm just curious. So hafidha is a preservative. Mm-hmm. So honey is a hafidha. Well, actually makes sense, you know? Hey, honey. I'm going to share that with the missus later.
Okay. Enjoy. Bilal and his technical romance line. No, technically you are a hafidha because honey is a preservative. Okay. You get an eye roll for that. But nonetheless, so al-hafidh, it's an exaggerated form of al-hafidh, and it means the preserver. And hifz is preserving something. Hifz is preserving something from loss or forgetfulness.
Okay.
And so a hafidh, we call hifz memorizing, obviously, is called hifz because you're preserving it. Preserving it from what? You're preserving it from forgetfulness.
You know, it just kind of... Because sometimes we do work. This just brings me back to Mike Uslan. He is the executive producer of pretty much everything that's been Batman after the TV series. Because he was a kid when the TV series came out. He obtained the rights to Batman. He produced the 1984-85 movie. Then Batman, everything, even up until today. Even Lego Batman. Now, he was talking about how he grew up in New Jersey. And his dad was a mason, and they would build houses and they would put the bricks on the houses to make the bricks and stuff. And the thing was that he was comparing the work of his father to the work that he's done. And he's talking about how celluloid, which is, you know, the old school method of shooting movies, which is film, it lasts maybe 100 years, right? But even by the time it gets to being 100 years old, it's already starting to wear. And that's why you put them in these climate controlled, type of cool places. But even then, it's not going to last that long. And that's why there's a movement going around to scan a lot of the digital, negatives and the films into digital form. But even the digital stuff, it's intangible. Right. The question is, how long would it last if something crashes, data crashes, there's some sort of blackout, whatever, is the data preserved?
Mm-hmm.
And he was reflecting on that. He's like, you know what? My stuff, as cool it as is, and working on Batman, all this stuff, probably in 100 years, nobody's going to know about it.
Mm.
Right. But he's like, the work of my dad, him building these houses, like these houses, you know, they stay for a while.
Very interesting.
And you could see all around like the neighborhoods that he's helped build and things like that.
And what that does is it reminds me of a statement of Ali ibn Abi Talib, who said that the worth of someone is in what they excel at.
Mm.
The worth of someone is in what they excel at. So, for example, you have someone who is a world champion yo-yo, what do they call them? Athlete?
I guess so.
Okay. So you have a guy who's a world champion yo-yo, yo-yo athlete. He's the greatest yo-yo guy in the world.
Mm.
Hashtag nobody cares. right? Because at the end of the day, he's mastered something, but he's mastered something insignificant.
Okay.
And so the worth of a person, so if you're going to master something that's significant because your value is going to be in accordance to that. And so even in our culture right now, you are really encouraged to master some form of art or some sort of athletics because you will make a lot of money off of that and you'll get fame off of that. But at the same time, to go back to your Batman guy, 20 years down the line, you talk to your kids about, you know, that band or that athlete who you literally captured your imagination and you got, you know, society worshipped, and yeah, they rolled their eyes. They could care less, you know? And so I've heard this argument before, and I found it to be true, that the most famous people in the world are the scholars of Islam.
Yeah. I think it was the words of Wissam from Ilm Summit 2008, that if somebody can find that video.
What? He said the same thing?
He said something like, hey, look, if you want to live for a short time, or do you want to live for a short time, or do you want to live forever?
Yeah.
Right? Like, and then he mentioned something like how, you know, movie stars and actors, whatever. It's like, who remembers even the kings of the past throughout England?
Yeah.
Right? You might hear of Queen Isabella and Ferdinand because of, you know, their reconquest of Spain, but even that is an
amazing. But how many times a day do you have people mentioning their name?
Right? Right, exactly. But then you have, like, he goes, Bukhari will live forever.
Yeah. And every single day people are saying Bukhari. And not only that, but they're saying Bukhari, rahimahullah.
Yeah.
Right? So he's just getting every single day, Muslim, Imam Malik, Abu Hanifa. These people are just getting, they've lived for so long. Because of what they attach themselves to and what they excelled at. The value of every person is in what they excel at.
Oh man, my mind is just going sci-fi right now. Because the whole idea of a book is that you have stored your intellectual essence into a medium outside of you. And now, as long as that media exists, you will exist intellectually. Mm. And it's like they're talking about how can you record and can you map your entire cognitive essence right now into a machine, an AI, so that way they're talking about how potentially capturing your essence, but I'm realizing, how is that different from a book? Just a little bit more sophisticated.
Yeah, because what you're doing is you are giving yourself, and that's why writing is so difficult, and that's why speaking is so difficult, because when you do so, you are, you know, you're letting people access your heart.
Yeah.
And that's very challenging to do. So to go back to the name Al-Hafidh, Allah preserves. What does Allah preserve? There's different levels of protection and preservation. There's the first level, which is the general preservation. And that is the preservation that Allah gives all of humanity, right? The instincts that He's put into our hearts. We all know what is good for us and what isn't. We know.
The survival instinct?
Yes, the survival
instinct. Preservation of life?
The preservation of life.
Isn't that a principle of Sharia?
The preservation of life is a principle of Sharia, similar, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about just the instinct that a person has in themselves to preserve themselves. That's the first level of preservation. And then that's general for all of mankind. And then we have another type, which is a specific preservation that Allah gives to His believing slaves. And that is preserving their religion as well.
Okay.
Right. And not only that, but there's another level of physical preservation that they receive, Allah's support and aid and all of these types of things. And one of the most striking examples of that is with regards to preserving a person's religion is that Allah Azza wa Jalla, in their moments of self-doubt, in their moments of crises, in their moments of difficulty, in the moments in which many people will slip, Allah will make them steadfast because of their sincerity from before.
Okay.
So in the story of Ka'b ibn Malik, he had procrastinated and he didn't go out onto the campaign of Tabuk, even though the Prophet had made it individually obligatory on every single person.
So sabr is related to al-hafidh.
Sabr, and yes, Allah preserves some people by giving them sabr.
Okay.
Of course. Now with Ka'b's story is that he had not gone out. He had procrastinated. He was a sincere Muslim. In fact, he had participated in every campaign with the Prophet up until that point.
Even Badr.
Except for Badr, because Badr was voluntary. So there was no problem with anybody who didn't attend Badr.
It's not like, because people who attended the Battle of Badr, they kind of had like a blanket immunity of everything, right?
Yes. But Badr was more like, hey, we're going to go raid a caravan. Who's free right now?
Yeah.
And so everybody...
And then plans changed because they missed the...
Well, Allah positioned and maneuvered everyone around for Badr to happen.
Yeah.
But they were going to raid a caravan.
Yeah.
And so some people...
Piracy. They were pirates.
Some people didn't even go.
Yeah.
Now, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded everyone to go to Tabuk,
yeah,
they Ka'ab just kept delaying and procrastinating. You know, it was the harvest time. He's a farmer.
Yeah,
he's just enjoying it. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to come on the way back, because Tabuk didn't end up having a battle.
Yeah, they just surrendered, right?
There was nobody there.
Oh, it's like, you show up for a football game, but the other team doesn't show up.
Or you show up for a fight after school and the kid doesn't show up.
Okay.
Right? And so they...
Did that happen with my football team during a post-hurricane? I forgot which hurricane it was, but the next day, I think it was Sunday, we were supposed to have a football game. The other team decides to show up to the field and they automatically got the win. We got a forfeit.
No. Wow.
So, we were 2-9 that season.
So then the Prophet ﷺ comes back. And 80 of the munafiqeen in Medina, they all lie to the Prophet. They all lie. And Ka'ab ibn Malik says, I talk to my family. And my family's like, listen, just make an excuse. The Prophet will make dua for you. You'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ka'ab says, you know, that's what I was thinking about. That's what I was planning. And then all of a sudden, those ideas vanished from my mind.
He just owned up to it.
But he says the ideas just vanished from my mind. So the question then becomes, who made those ideas vanish from your mind? In that moment where everybody's telling you to go left.
Especially since Shaitan would be so like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And he says, all of a sudden, he's like, I just realized that only the truth would save me. That's Allah protecting a person, protecting their religion and preserving their religion. And that's al-Hafidh. So what's the takeaway action of this? There's a very powerful hadith of Ibn Abbas reported by Tirmidhi. Very famous hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses the words ihfaz,
okay,
preserve, and he says ihfazillah yahfazak, ihfazillah tajidhu tujahak. He says preserve the commandments of Allah, Allah will preserve you. Preserve, or rather, he says preserve Allah, Allah will preserve you.
How do you preserve Allah?
That's where the scholars put in between parentheses, and they said what he means here is preserve the commandments of Allah.
Okay,
preserve Allah's religion in your life, preserve the commandments of Allah in your day, and Allah will preserve you. Preserve the commandments of Allah, you will find Allah with you. Tajidhu tujahak, you will find Allah in front of you. And so, how do I access the name Al-Hafidh? I access the name Al-Hafidh by making sure that I preserve Allah so that in my times of difficulty and need, I find Allah with me.
When you talk about preserving the commandments of Allah, are we talking about basically the five pillars and the do's and don'ts?
What
does that mean?
We talk about everything.
Okay.
Whether it's the commands of Allah with regards to faith.
Okay.
I preserve what Allah commands of me with regards to faith, because
Hafiz of the Quran or Hafiz because they're preserving the Quran.
Not just preserving the Quran, but preserving the belief.
Okay.
Right? Because a lot of the contention and the challenges will come to that are facing Islam now are theological. They're not even just, you know, it's not just a matter of...
It comes down to the creed and things like that.
Yeah, it comes down to...
The core and essence of it.
Preserving the religion.
Okay.
Preserving the beliefs of the religion as it was intended to be preserved. And so I preserve that. I preserve the Quran. I preserve the authority of the Sunnah. I preserve all of these things. I preserve the belief with regards to the companions. I preserve all of these things. And yes, I preserve the pillars. I preserve the do's and don'ts. I preserve the lifestyle that Allah Azza wa Jalla has designed for me to live. And if I do that, I will find Allah Azza wa Jalla with me.
Okay. So that's the action item?
Yes. And it's a great action item, and it's a huge
action
item.
But for somebody like, okay, so let's say somebody who's new to the game, right? What would be specifically good for them?
To preserve the commandments of Allah.
So pray. Start praying.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You pray 5 times a day and you do what you can. And that's the reason why it's hard for me to just say one particular thing is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Because everyone's at a different stage. And so they need to do as best as they can.
I got one. You guys are watching the series, right? 99 Names. Come to know the names and protect the names.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Great.
One of the names you can start with is preserving the name of Al-Hafidh.
There you go. There you go. So that's it. We end here. وصلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم كثيرا.